启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第一章第八节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 8.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty.
我们再来看最后一章，就是启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to the last chapter, that is Revelation chapter 22.
第二十二章十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 12.
看哪，我必快来。
And behold, I come quickly.
然后我们跳到十三节。
We'll jump to verse 13.
我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
我们圣经就暂时读这么多。
That's all the scriptural references we'll read for now.
今天是二零零四年的第一天。
Today is the first day of the year 2004.
感谢神召聚我们一同来到他的跟前。
We thank God that he has gathered us together in his presence.
我想用主的话来开始这一年是非常有意义的。
I think it is very meaningful to begin the new year with the word of God.
我们知道说希腊文第一个字母是阿拉法，最后一个字母是 Omega。
We know that in Greek, the first letter of the alphabet is Alpha, and the last letter is Omega.
所以主说我是阿拉法，我也是 Omega。他同时说我是首先的，我是末后。
Therefore, our Lord said of Himself that He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the last.
他又解释说我是初，我是终。
He also explains, I am the first and I am the last.
昨天晚上是二零零三年最后的一天。
Last night was the last night of the year 2003.
昨天的那一天是二零零三年 Omega 的那一天。
Yesterday night was the last day, the Omega of the year 2003.
那今天是二零零四年第一天。
Today is the first day of the year 2004.
就是二零零四年三百六十五天来说，我们知道今年。这个今天乃是 Alpha 的这一天。
We know that today in the year 2004 of 365 days, it is the first day, the day Alpha.
神一面说我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。
God on the one hand says that He is the Alpha, the Omega.
我们的主也这么说，我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。
Our Lord Himself also says that I am Alpha and Omega.
所以我们就愿意从主的话语里面一同来看。神永远的旨意。
Therefore, we want from the Word of God to look into the eternal will of God.
我们知道神永远的旨意在有一班基督徒的中间是非常熟悉的。
We know that amongst a group of Christians, they're very familiar with the eternal will of God.
但是在许多的弟兄中间是不熟悉的。
Yet amongst many of the brethren, it is something unfamiliar.
我相信我们中间是对这个题目是比较熟悉的。
I believe in our midst we are somewhat more familiar with this topic.
但是我想我们在新年开始的时候，让我们一同来复习这个非常重要的题目。
Yet I think in the beginning of this year, it is good for us to review once again this topic.
那我们特别从圣经中的两卷来看神永远的旨意。
We want to look into the eternal will of God from two books in the Bible.
圣经一共是六十六卷。
There are 66 books in the Bible.
我们要从第一卷和最后一卷。
We want to begin. We want to read from the first book and the last book.
我们要从创世纪，同时要从启示录来看神永远的旨意。
At the same time, from the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation, we will look into the eternal will of God.
因为讲到神永远的旨意，一定讲到永远。
Because when we speak of the eternal will of God, we will speak on eternity.
有一个过去的永远，有一个将来的永远。
There is an eternity past and an eternity future.
在两个永远的中间有一个括弧，这个括弧的中间就是我们所知道的时间。
And between these two eternities, eternity past and eternity future, there is time in between, and this is the world we know today.
时间的开始叫 Alpha, 时间的结束叫 Omega.
The beginning of time is Alpha, the ending of time is Omega.
那现在如果我们要明白神的旨意，
Now if we want to know the will of God,
神的旨意是在时间里面来实现的。
The will of God is manifested in time.
那感谢神，
We thank God.
借着创世纪给我们看见一切的起初。
Through the book of Genesis, we're able to see the beginning of all things.
借着启示录给我们看见万事的结局。
And through the book of Revelation, we're able to see the ending of all things.
所以如果我们要明白神的旨意，
Therefore, if we want to understand the will of God,
让我们这一次从一个角度来看它。
Let us look at it from one viewpoint.
那就是从一本 Alpha 讲，一本 Alpha book 开始，然后我们同时讲到 Omega book。
We will begin at the one hand from the Alpha book and at the same time share from the Omega book.
而这本讲到宇宙起源的书。
And this book that speaks of the beginning, the origin of the universe.
讲到人类起源的书。
This book that speaks of the origin of man.
同时启示录是讲到宇宙结局的书，也是人类结局的书。
At the same time, the book of Revelation then shows us the ending of the universe and the ending of man.
你就会发现宇宙的起源要解释宇宙的结局。
You will see then that the beginning of the universe will explain for us the end of the universe.
同时宇宙的结局要解释宇宙的起初。
At the same time, vice versa, the ending of the universe will explain to us the beginning of the universe.
人类的起源要解释人类的结局。
The origin of man will explain to us the ending of man.
反过来也是这样。
It is the same, vice versa.
我们叫哲学家问三个很重要的问题。
We know that the philosophers ask three very important questions.
人从哪里来？
Where is man from?
人往哪里去？
Where is man going?
人活着为什么？
What is the purpose of life?
在人类的文献里面，只有一本书能回答这三个的问题。
And throughout the history of man, there is one book that can answer all these three questions.
创世纪告诉我们人从哪里来。
The book of Genesis tells us where man is from.
与启示录告诉我们人往哪里去。
The book of Revelation tells us where man is going.
然后从出埃及记一直到犹大书里面，一共64卷书，就告诉我们人活着为什么。
From the book then of Exodus through the book of Jude, these 64 books tells us why man is living.
而人活着为什么和宇宙的起源和它的结局又发生密切的关系。
There's also a very intimate relationship for the purpose of man's living from their origin and their end.
今天人不知道活着为什么。
Today, man does not know why they're living.
你说人是为着吃饭而活着的呢，还是为着活着而吃饭呢？
Do you say man is living because they eat or do they live for eating?
如果人是为着吃饭而活着，人说我们饭桶为什么要生气呢？
If man is if we say that we are living to eat, when others call us in Chinese as one who always eat rice, then why are we angry at that?
那么现在问题，如果人是为着活着吃饭，人为什么活着？
Now if man is eating to live, why do we live?
我的内人当刚刚到美国来的时候。
When my wife first came to the U.S.
我们住在纽约。
We lived in New York.
她在一个 toy 公司里面做事。
She worked in a toy company.
那么这是全国性很大的玩具公司。
It is a very big toy company in the U.S.
那有一天，我的内人在里面工作，也和另外一个黑人的同事就彼此有一些谈话。
One day, as my wife was working in the company, she had a conversation with an African American lady.
那他就问他说：“你为什么来上班呢？”
She asked her, "Why do you come to work?"
他说：“我努力的上班，目的就希望能买一部轿车 Cadillac。”
She said that I'm working hard so I can save money to buy a Cadillac.
那我那人继续问她，那你为什么要买 Cadillac？
Then my wife continued to ask her, why do you want to buy a Cadillac?
她说我买了 Cadillac 我就可以来上班。
Then her answer was, if I buy the Cadillac, I can come to work.
我想许多人对于人活着为什么答案几乎都是一样的。
I think many of our answers that man would have to why we are living is the same way.
哲学家可以提出问题，他们从来没有回答问题。
The philosophers can always raise the questions, yet they cannot answer them.
因为他们到错的地方去找答案。
Because they seek for the answer in the wrong places.
感谢神赐给我们一本圣经。
We thank God because He has given us the Bible.
我们知道人从哪里来。
We know where man is from.
因为创世纪告诉我们人的起源，宇宙的起源。
Because the book of Genesis tells us the origin of man, the origin of the universe.
人怎么堕落的？
How man fell.
婚姻家庭是怎么开始的？
How marriage and the family was formed.
只有创世纪能告诉我们一切的起源。
Only the book of Genesis tells us the beginning of all things.
也只有创世纪能告诉我们万物的结局。
And only Genesis can tell us the end of all things.
而且因着这两本书，一本是 Alpha， 一本是 Omega。
And because of these two books, one is the Alpha, one is the Omega.
一本是起源，一本是结局。
One is the beginning, one is the end.
你看见他们是彼此解释。
You're able to see they explain one another.
因着彼此解释的缘故。
Because the fact they explain one another.
我们就能够明白神心中的目意念和他心中永远的目原始的目的。
We're able to understand and the desire in the heart of God and His thought and His eternal will.
所以，当我们讲到神永远的旨意的时候
，So when we speak on this matter of the eternal will,
你不要一直去读以弗所书。
Do not only just read the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书是很重要的一本书，没有疑问的。
Yes, without a doubt, the book of Ephesians is extremely important.
哥罗西书也是很重要的一本书。
The book of Colossians is also very important.
但实在说来，如果你要真的全面的明白神永远的旨意。
But in fact, if you want to have the whole picture of the eternal will of God,
66卷圣经乃是给我们一个完全的解释。
The 66 books of the Bible gives us the complete explanation.
但是我想，我们在这几天，我们不可能看全部的圣经。
But because we only have a few days together, we cannot go through the whole Bible.
所以呢，我们就找了两卷书，就是《创世纪》和《启示录》。
So we have found these two books, the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation.
创世纪50章，启示录有22章。
There are 50 chapters in the book of Genesis and 22 chapters in the book of Revelation.
所以呢，我们主如果愿意的话，我们就在很短的时间里面能把这72章很快的把它看过。
If the Lord is willing, we'll quickly look through these 72 chapters throughout these days.
我想我讲的时候，我看看你们的眼睛，就知道你们创世纪熟不熟，启示录熟不熟。
I think as I'm sharing and I look into your eyes, I would know the answer if you're familiar with the books of Genesis and Revelation or not.
那么我们不会细细的来看创世纪，也不会细细的来看启示录。
Now we will not look into detail these two books.
我们像一只鸟一样从一片的丛林飞过去。
We'll be just like a bird that flying over the forest.
你看上去的那是一片的丛林。
When we look We can see just the forest.
不是一棵一棵的树。
We do not see one tree at a time.
所以你千万不要来问我说，到底是灾前被提呢，灾后被提呢，还是得胜者被提
？So do not come and ask me is where when do we get rapture before or after the tribulation or only overcomers?
那我一概不回答这样的问题。
I will not answer any of these
questions. 因为当你来看这些问题，你是看一棵一棵的树。
Because when we look into these questions, we're looking at a tree, individual tree.
但是这不是我们这一次的目的。
But this is not our purpose this time.
我们希望从这两片的丛林飞过。
We hope to fly through these two forests.
那圣灵要借着这两卷书，把它永远的旨意向我们解开。
Now the Holy Spirit, through the working of the Spirit, will open and reveal these two books.
等到你得着一般的启示以后。
Now after we gain this general revelation.
当然，你可以去好好的读启示录一。一卷一卷的读它。
Of course, then you can look into the book of Revelation, one chapter at a time.
一章一章读读。那么创世纪也是一章一章的去读。
Likewise, you can read Genesis a chapter at a time.
那个时候，我相信我们所得的帮助就是更大了。
Now at that time, I believe the help you received would be even greater.
但是我很担心，很多人知道什么是七印，什么是七号，什么是七碗。
But I'm afraid that if we know what the seven seals are, what the seven trumpets are, and the seven bowls,
许多人也知道神那个七天的工作 在创世纪第一章里面是怎样一回事？
Or we know the whole matter about the work of the God's work in seven days in Genesis.
所以也很大家也很清楚在创世纪里面的七个人物。
Or we know the seven characters in Genesis.
你看见从亚伯一直到约瑟。
We can see from Abel all the way to Joseph.
所以你看见创世纪给你看见七天，给你看见七个人物。
On Genesis, we can see 7 days. We can see 7 characters.
启示录给我们看见七个印、七个碗、七个号，还有七个金灯台等等等等。
And in Revelation, we see a lot of seven gold lampstands, seven vials, seven trumpets, and seven seals.
我害怕许多时候我们把这些好像都懂得了。
I'm afraid sometimes it seems like we all understand about all.
但是我们就是看不见神永远的旨意。
Yet we're not able to see that eternal will of God.
所以这一次，我想主如果愿意的话，我们就用四个早晨来帮助弟兄姊妹能够对于神的旨意再做一次的复习。
So if the Lord is willing, in these four mornings, we will once again review this matter of the eternal will of God.
首先，我要提醒弟兄姊妹。
First, I want to remind brothers and sisters.
当你们读这两卷圣经的时候
，When you read these two books.
一个是 Alpha book， 一个是 Omega book。
One is the Alpha book, one is the Omega book。
有一件事你要注意。
There's one thing you must pay attention to。
就是神说到起源的时候，起初的时候。
That is when God is speaking of the beginning, when He's speaking of the origin。
和神说到结局的时候。
Or when God is speaking of the end。
圣灵在这描写这些故事的时候。
As the Holy Spirit describes the stories。
给我们看见，创世纪和启示录原来是彼此对应的 ，corresponding to each other。
He shows us that Genesis and Revelation corresponds to one another。
所以当你读这两卷书的时候
，So as we read these two books，
你要特别注意那个 one-to-one correspondence， 就是一对一是怎么对应的。
We must be able to see that correspondence, the one-to-one correspondence, how they correspond to one another。
结果你就发现这里面有一个对称。
Then we're able to see the balance there.
有个 symmetry.
We see the symmetry there.
这个 symmetry 本身就是神，就是神的杰作。
And the symmetry itself is the masterpiece of God.
而根据这个 symmetry， 我们就能够明白圣灵到底要说是什么。
And according to this symmetry， we will be able to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying.
我们两个人站在这里。
When we are both standing here,
你如果注意每一个人的话
，If you look at each individual,
你看见神所创造的人是非常对称的。
You're able to see in God's creation of man, it is symmetric.
你看看我们的弟兄。
When you look at our brother,
你如果从他这个中间这样一直下来
，If you cut our brother in half,
你看见不要把它切两段，
If you just look down the middle,
结果你看他左边跟右边是对称的。
You can see his left and right sides are symmetric.
你看他左眼睛跟右眼睛对称的。
You can see his right and left eyes are symmetric.
但很可能左眼睛大一点点，不过大一点点而已。但是严格说来还是对称的。
But maybe one eye might be a little bigger than the other eye, but they are still symmetric.
你看神创造我们的时候，左边跟右边是完全对称的。
You can see as God created us, we are symmetric.
这个对称什么意思
？What does the symmetric mean？
如果你狸猫换太子，两个对换一下的，好像没有换过一样。
Now if you switch the both sides, it seems like there's no change at all.
所以这个叫什么呢？这个叫做中央的对称，或者叫 mirror symmetry， 或者叫镜子的对称。
When you what do you call this? You call this the mirror symmetry.
你看见左边跟右边对称。
You see that the left is symmetric to the right.
头跟尾对称。
Top and the bottom is symmetric.
那这个对称是很明显显在创世纪和启示录里。
And such a symmetry is very evident in the book of Revelation and Genesis.
我想我说一个比方，弟兄姊妹就会清楚。
I think as I give you an example, you will be very clear.
一个是中文的，一个是英文的。
One is in Chinese, one is in English.
我先说中文的，说的中文的时候就不必翻译了。
I will speak in Chinese, no translation needed.
比方说有一句话，如果你横着写的话。
For example, if you wrote it, if you wrote it horizontally,
如果你写上海自来水，水来自海上，那这个句子如果你横着读的话，你看见这个对称是中央对称。
So if you read those Chinese characters horizontally from the front to the end or the other way around, is this the same thing?
你看见这边是上，这边也是上海自来水，水来自海上，你看是完完全全对称的。
You can see the symmetric in these two characters back and forth.
意思就是说，你可以从左边一直读到右边，右边读到左边是完全一模一样的。
In other words, you can read from right to left or left to right, they are the same.
那英文有同样的一个句子。
In English, there are same sentences.
Isaac loves Rebecca as much as Rebecca loves Isaac. 你看见这个句子也是 symmetric 的。
You can see in that sentence, it is symmetric.
你可以从左边读到右边，你可以从右边读到左边。
You can read from left to right or right to left.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们读创世纪跟启示录的时候
，When we read Genesis and Revelation.
你我如果仔细来读圣经的话
，If you and I read the Bible in detail.
你就看见它有这种。对称的情形。
You'll be able to see the symmetry here.
那因为这个缘故，你看创世纪能够解释启示录，启示录能够解释创世纪。
Because of this reason, you're able to see why Genesis explains Revelation and Revelation explains Genesis.
你可以从左边读到右边，你可以右边读到左边。
You can read from left to right or right to left.
你可以从创世开始读到尾巴，你可以从尾巴读回来的，都是一样的。
You can read from the beginning to the end or the end to the beginning. It is the same.
所以你如果仔细读这两卷圣经，你发现。这是个很特别、很特别的地方。
Therefore, if you read these two books specifically, you can see this is the unique point of it.
那现在让我只选前面的三章，最前面的三章和最后面的三章。
Now I will only choose the first three chapters and the last three chapters.
创世纪一章、二章、三章。
Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3.
然后启示录二十、二十一、二十二。
And Revelations 20, 21, and 22.
你如果仔细读一下的话，你就发现这里面有很明显对称的情形。
If you read very carefully, you'll discover this symmetry here.
比方说，
example,
第一章、第二章给我们看见神起初创造天和地。
Chapters 1 and 2 in Genesis shows us that God created heaven and earth.
到了创启示录二十一章的时候，
When we read Revelation chapter 21,
我们看见新天和新地。
We are able to see the new heaven and new earth.
还有非常，你如果仔细读的话，很清楚，很清楚的。
If you read very carefully, it is very clear.
到了第三章的时候，启示创世纪第三章的时候，
In Genesis chapter 3,
你看见说，就亚当跟夏娃就从伊甸园被赶出去了。
You are able to see how Adam and Eve was cast out of the garden.
然后有一个基路伯的火箭在那里看守着神的荣耀。
You are able to see there's a cherubim with the fiery sword who guards.
从此以后，人与神就完全的隔绝。
From then on, man was separated from God.
人的罪叫人永远不能靠近生命树。
The sin of man forbids man to draw near to the tree of life.
哪里有生命树？
Where was the tree of life?
哪里就是乐园，就是 paradise.
Wherever the tree of life is, that is where paradise is.
结果你看这些人从亚当夏娃从伊甸园里被赶出来了。
You're able to see then after man, Adam and Eve was cast out of the garden.
所以你看见 paradise lost, 你看见他们失去了乐园。
You can see that paradise was lost, they have lost paradise.
但是你等到你读到启示录的时候
But as we read into Revelation,
到了二十一章的时候
When we read into chapter 21,
你看见圣经告诉我们说这个新耶路撒冷从天而降
You're able to see there it says New Jerusalem comes from heaven, comes from above.
然后有一句话说，看哪，神的帐幕在人中间。
It says, behold, the tabernacle of God amongst men.
他与人同在。
He dwells with man.
现在神又回到人的中间来了。
Now once again, God returns to man.
神在哪里，哪里就是乐园。
Wherever God is, that is where the paradise is.
所以在创世纪给我们看，乐园失去了。
So in Genesis, we see how paradise was lost.
现在我们看见 paradise regained. 现在我们看见乐园重新复得了。
Now we're able to see paradise regained.
这个创世纪给我们看有基路伯的火箭叫他们不能够看见生命树。
Genesis shows us the cherubim with the fiery sword that they cannot draw near to the tree of life.
所以是再见生命树。
So it is goodbye to the tree of life.
可是当你读到启示录二十二章的时候
，But when we read Genesis, Revelation chapter 22,
你知道圣经怎么说呢
？You can see what the Bible records.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，十四节。
Blessed are they whose garments are cleansed.
可得权柄能到生命树那里。
That they may have the right to the tree of life.
他们又看见生命树。
Once again, they're able to see the tree of life.
创世纪是再见生命树。
In Genesis, it is goodbye to the tree of life.
但是启示录是又见生命树。
But in Revelation, it is to see the tree of life again.
当亚当失去了生命树。
When Adam lost the tree of life.
现在又见到生命树。
Now he is able again to see the tree of life.
一样东西失去了，你又得着了。
You have lost something, now you have regained it.
你知道那个感觉是什么感觉
？Do you know how that feels?
所以你看得很清楚，一个是创世纪， 一个是启示录。
Therefore, we're able to see very clearly, one is Genesis, one is Revelation.
那创世纪第一三章第一节给我们看见撒旦怎样进到伊甸园里面去。
In Genesis, we're able to see how Satan enters into the Garden of Eden.
然后启示录二十章给我们看见撒旦和他的跟随的人怎样被丢到火湖里面。
In Revelation, we're able to see how Satan and those who follow Satan are cast into the lake of fire.
那创世纪第三章给我们看地受了咒诅。
In Genesis chapter 3, we can see how the land was cursed.
所以从此以后人要汗流满面才能够糊口。
From then on, we have to eat of the sweat of our brow.
但是启示录二十二章说不再有咒诅。
But in Revelation chapter 22, it says there is no more curse.
这个创世纪第一章给我们看见说地是渊面黑暗。
In Genesis chapter 1, it shows us that the land was formless and void.
换一种渊面黑暗。
It was covered in darkness.
In the deep.
It was in the deep.
我们知道说那个 deep 原来就是深渊的意思，那就是说整个的地球是被海包围了。
We know in the deep means that it is in the depths, it is covered by water.
但是二十一章告诉我们说，海也不再有了。
But in chapter 21 Revelation it says there's no more sea.
那么创世纪给我们看见亚当和夏娃。
Genesis shows us Adam and Eve.
到了启示录最后给我们看羔羊和他的妻子。
At the end of Revelation we're able to see the Lamb and his bride.
创世纪第二章给我们看一座的花园。
Genesis shows us a garden.
创世纪二十二章给我们看见一座的花园的城。
In Revelation, it shows us the city of the garden.
A garden city.
A garden city.
所以你看见那个 garden 现在变成 garden city.
You can see that now the garden has been transformed into a garden city.
所以如果你看一个头一个尾
So when we see the beginning and the end.
你看见神的工作是非常奇妙
You can see how amazing God's work is.
在创世纪原子的当中有两个树
In the Garden of Eden, Genesis, there are two trees.
知识善恶树
There is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
还有生命树
And there is the tree of life.
神说的很有意思
God said it very meaningfully.
所有树上的果子都可以吃
You can eat of all the fruit of it.
但是神又把这两棵树放在当中
Yet God has placed these two trees in the midst of the
garden. 然后神说，只是那善恶那个果子不能吃。
Yet God said you cannot eat of the fruit of the knowledge
of good and evil. 你如果吃
的日子，
必定死。
That for the day you eat of it, you must die.
神给人自由的意志。
God has given man a free will.
你看见神没有在这个神没有在生善知识善恶树那棵树的周围用基路伯的火箭把它围起来。
You can see God did not surround the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with cherubim.
如果这样的话，人没有堕落的可能。
If that was the case, man will not fall.
但是神给人自由的意志。
But God has given man a free will.
神把所有那个基路伯火箭完全拆去了。
God has taken away all the cherubims, all the fiery
swords. 现在你可以拣选所有的树。
Now you're able to choose any tree.
你是有自由意志的人。
You have this free will.
但同时你是接受暗示的人。
Yet at the same time you're given a hint.
你看见神创造你，你可以接受神的暗示。
You can see God has created you. You're able to receive the hint.
神不强迫你。
God does not force you.
你完全有自由。
You completely have freedom.
你怎么选择都可以。
You can choose whatever you want.
但是神心中有个目的。
Yet God in His heart has a purpose.
神巴不得人能拣选其中的一棵树。
God is so willing for man to choose one tree.
结果神永远的旨意就能够完。
Then the eternal will of God can be done.
但是很可惜。
Yet unfortunately,
亚当听接受那个暗示。
Adam received that hint.
他看得很清楚，到底神要的是哪棵树。
He clearly saw which tree God desired.
结果亚当吃了那个禁果。
As a result, Adam ate the forbidden fruit.
那结果人就堕落，就犯罪。
As a result.Man sinned and fell.
在创世纪的时候。
In Genesis.
你看见圣灵没有明说。生命树是神心目中的目的。
You can see the Holy Spirit did not say very clearly the tree of life is in the heart of God.
如果人真的吃了生命树的果子
，If man truly ate of the tree of life，
因为生命在他里头
，Because the life is in him，
宇宙里面只有基督的生命才是生命。
Throughout the universe, only the life of Christ is life.
我们的生命都不是生命。
Our life is not life.
因为生命在他里头。
Because the life is in him.
所以如果人接受生命树的果子。
If man receives the fruit of the tree of life.
你看见神心中的目的就要达到。
You're able to see then the desire in God's heart has been accomplished.
只有当我们接受基督生命的时候。
Only when we receive the life of Christ.
我们才能磨成神儿子的形象。 形象。
Then are we able to conform to the image of God's Son?
神最终的目的终于能够达到了。
The eternal will, the purpose of God will be accomplished.
有的人说吃一个果，吃一个水果有什么了不起？
Some may say, what is the big deal of eating a fruit?
你知道，尤其是广东人最喜欢吃的。
Especially for the Cantonese, they love to eat.
什么东西都吃的。
They eat everything.
你看见吗？所以有人就在怀疑啊。
And so some really doubt this.
幸好啊，夏娃不是广东人。
Fortunately.Eve is not Cantonese.
那夏娃广东人问题就那个蛇就把它吃掉了。
If Eve was Cantonese, then there would be no problem at all. She would have eaten the serpent.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？今天的问题在什么地方呢
？Brothers and sisters, do you see what the problem is?
所以我们看见说这个神的这个问题，许多时候我们以为吃算的什么呢
？Many times we think, what is this big deal about eating? It is nothing.
因为那个生命树的背后，乃是告诉我们神心中的目的。
But behind the tree of life, it shows us the eternal.Will of God.
那我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know that？
你读到创世启示录二十二章就清楚了。
When you read Revelation 22, you'll be very clear.
现在你看，在那个花园城里面，只有一棵树，没有两棵树。
Now you're able to see in that garden city, there's only one tree, not two.
所以等到神的旨意完成的时候，你看见那棵知识善恶树根本没有地位。
So when you see the will of God accomplished, you can see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil has no place at all.
所以当你比较创世纪跟启示录的时候。
So when you compare Genesis and Revelation,
许多在创世纪不明白的，你读了启示录你就清楚过来。
Many things you do not understand in Genesis, after you read Revelation, you understand.
圣经用 Alpha 来解释 Omega， 用 Omega 来解释 Alpha。
The scriptures use Alpha to explain Omega and Omega to explain Alpha。
比方说，在创世纪，神在园中行走。
For example, as God was walking in the garden.
但到了启示录最后的时候，神住在人的中间。
But at the end in Revelation, you can see that God dwells in the midst of men.
在创世纪，你看见地上的婚姻。
In Genesis, we can see marriage on earth.
你看婚姻的制度怎么开始的
？You can see the origin of marriage.
那是前面三章告诉我们的。
It tells us in the first three chapters.
但是到了最后三章，给我们看见属天的婚宴是怎么回事。
But at the last three chapters, we're able to see the heavenly marriage.
那么在创世纪给我们看见，你如果沿着河流四条，沿着那个伊甸园的河往前走，你会找到什么？你会找到金子，找到宝石，会找到珍珠。
If you see from Genesis, if you follow the origins of the four rivers, what will you find? You will find gold and precious stones and pearls.
那么如果读启示录的话，你发现整个新耶路撒冷城是三样的材料建造成功的。
When you read the book of Revelation, you can see that the New Jerusalem is made of three materials.
你看见是金子、宝石，还有珍珠。
You can see it is made of gold, precious stones, and pearls.
从创世纪前面三章，你看见人有了痛苦，人有了忧愁，人有了死亡。
You can see in the first three chapters of Genesis, there's sorrow, there's pain, there's death.
但是当我们读到启示录二十一章的时候
，But when we read Revelation chapter 21,
那不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有哭嚎，不再有疼痛。
There will be no more death, no more tears, no more sorrows, no more pain.
因为以前的事都过去了。
Behold, for all things have passed.
创世纪第一章，起初神创造天地。
In Genesis chapter 1, it says, In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
你看见时间就开始了。
You can see that is the beginning of time.
从创世纪后，启示录最后面给我们看见，给我们看见不再有黑夜。
At the end of Revelation, you can see there is no more night, no more darkness.
你看见他们要作王直到永永远远。
He will reign forevermore.
所以 eternity 永世就开始了。
That is the beginning of eternity.
永世开始就告诉我们是时间就结束。
The beginning of eternity tells us the fact that time has ceased.
那创世纪第一章告诉我们神的灵运行在水面上。
In Genesis chapter 1, it tells us that God was walking above the water, hovering above the water.
到了启示录最后的时候
At the end of Revelation,
圣灵和心腹都说来
It says the spirit and the bride says, come.
听见人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
It says that those who see, hear and the spirit who hear says, come, you can drink of the water.
你看见创世纪刚开始在伊甸园里面，愿意，你只要愿意就可以。
In Genesis, you can see as long as you're willing.
凡愿意的人都能够吃生命树的果子。
All those who are willing are able to partake of the fruit of the tree of
life. 在启示里面，凡愿意的都可以来到生命河这里。
All those who are willing in Revelation can freely come to the water of life.
你可以拣选生命树，你可以拣选上知识上的树。
You are able to freely choose of the fruit of the tree of life or the fruit of the tree of the good of knowledge of good and evil.
为什么伊甸园是乐园呢？
Why is it that the Garden of Eden is paradise?
你可以愿意。你所愿意的。
You're able to fulfill all your desires.
You can will. You can will what you will. 你能够愿意你所愿意的。
You can will what you will.
这就是乐园，弟兄姊妹。
That is paradise.
为什么今天地上许多时候像地狱一样呢？
Why is it that on earth today it is just like hell?
你不能愿意你所愿意。
Because you cannot will what you will.
感谢主。
We thank God.
在伊甸园里面。
In the Garden of Eden.
你看见神没有在这个知善恶树周围用基路伯的火箭。
You are able to see God did not surround the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with cherubim.
是人可以愿意他所愿意的。
Man is able to will what they will.
但神的盼望是他巴不得人能愿意神所愿意的。
Yet God's desire is that man will what God wills.
你如果愿意神所愿意的
，If we will what God wills，
你就成神永远旨意里面的一部分。
We'll become a part of the eternal will of God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了永世最后来到的时候。
At the end, when eternity comes,
你看见凡愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
You're able to see, let him take the water of life freely.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
现在你如果比较前面三章和后面三章
，Today, when you compare the first three chapters and the last three chapters,
我相信那个非常非常的清楚。
I believe it is extremely clear.
你看见吗？这里给我们很明显的给我们看见，头跟尾是对称。
Do you see? Very evidently, it shows us that the beginning and the end, it is symmetric.
那么，当大家有了这个概念以后
，Now after we have this concept,
那现在我想我们就可以延伸到整本的创世纪，还有整本的创世启示录。
Now I think we're able to go into the entire book of Genesis and the entire book of Revelation.
那我们要抓住几个很重要的点。
Now there are a few several important points we must take note of.
你会看见创世纪怎样解释启示录，启示录怎样解释创世纪。
First, you can see how Genesis explains Revelation and how Revelation explains Genesis.
那么读到创世纪，当然你读到第一章、跟第二章、跟第三章。
Now when you read Genesis, there's chapters 1, 2, and 3.
第一章给你看见宇宙的起源。
Chapter 1 shows you the origin of the universe.
第二章给你看见人类的起源。
Chapter 2 shows you the origin of man.
第三章给我们看见人是怎么堕落，人堕落的开始。
Chapter 3 shows us how man fell and what happened after man fell.
所以我们知道创世纪这三章是非常非常重要的。
So we know these three chapters in Genesis is extremely important.
所有的痛苦，所有的眼泪，所有的苦难，都是从人堕落犯罪以后来的。
All the pain, all the tears, all the suffering came about because of the sin of man.
但是神永远的旨意不是命定人要犯罪，不是的。
Yet the eternal will of God did not determine that man sin, no.
所以如果我们要明白神的旨意
，So we want to know the will of God.
你一定要回到创世第一章、第二章。
We must go back to Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
然后呢，就来到第三章。
And then come to chapter 3.
但是你读第一章，你就发生一些问题。
But when you read chapter 1, you discover a problem.
你发现仇敌最攻击的两卷书就是《创世纪》和《启示录》。
You will discover the most attack that the enemy has are on these two books, Genesis and Revelation.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为《创世纪》讲到他当初怎么背叛。
Because Genesis tells us how the enemy was judged.
而启示录讲到撒旦最后的结局是什么？
And Revelation tells us what is the end for Satan.
你如果读创世纪、读启示录，你就知道说今天为什么世界是这样的一个世界。
When you read Genesis and Revelation, you'll understand why the world is the way it is today.
所以仇敌最恨的两卷书，一本是创世纪，一本是启示录。
So the two books that the enemy hates the most are these two books, Genesis and Revelation.
你看，所有有理性的人，他们全部的力量就集中在创世纪第一章上。
You're able to see all those who are sensible. They put all their energy into Genesis chapter 1.
然后他可以证明给我们看见这个来源，这个创世纪不可能是神所启示的。
And then they'll try to convince us that Genesis, the creation, it is not by God.
如果是的话，为什么有那么多错误呢？
If it is by God, how come there are so many things wrong?
如果是的话，为什么和科学的发现有那么多的落差呢？
If it's created by God, why are there so many flaws in science?
所以你看见吗？在这里很明，所有的年轻人。
So you can see all the young people.
当他们读到第一章的时候
，when they read chapter one，
或者读到第二章的时候
，or when they read chapter two，
除非你在学校里面从来没有受过科学的教育
，unless you have never been taught any science at all in school，
如果你在学校里面有一点的基础的话
，if you have some foundation of science in school，
你不能说你读到创世第一章、第二章，你一点的困难都没有。
You cannot say when you read Genesis chapter one and two there's no difficulty at all。
好像你一点的障碍都没有。
It's you cannot say there's no hindrance at all。
那么有的地弟兄姊妹说，我不是创第一章、第二章没有问题。
The brothers and sisters may say, I have no problem with Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
我不是没有问题。
It's not that I don't have any issues.
但是我用信心来支取它。
But by faith, I'll appropriate it.
我觉得有问题。
I think there's a problem.
不过我用我的意志告诉我说没有问题。
But I use my will to say there's no problem with that.
你知道这不是信心。
You know that is not faith.
信心是神说了，我相信了。
Faith is when God has spoken, I believe it.
你真的相信神说了吗？
You truly believe that you truly believe that God has spoken.
当你发现神所说的和我们的常识有抵触的时候，
When you discover what God has spoken undermines our knowledge.
当你看见神所说的和我们理智发生冲突的时候，
Now when you discover what God has spoken is in conflict with our will.
那么我们就告诉自己说，我应该用信心来支取神的话。
We tell ourselves that we must use faith to appropriate the word of God.
我知道这些。话是不合理的。
I know that these words are unreasonable.
我知道这是不合常识的。
I know they are not logical.
但是我还是相信。
Yet I still believe it.
弟兄姊妹，这不叫做信心。
Brothers and sisters, that is not faith.
如果我们真的把神的话读清楚
，If we truly read clearly the word of God,
你看见神的话和神的创造是不可能冲突的。
You can see that the word of God and the creation of God is not in conflict.
圣经是神所默示的。
All scriptures is inspired by God.
是神告诉我们宇宙是怎么开始。
God tells us the beginning of the universe.
那么同样的，
At the same time,
也是他的创他他的这个创这个神所创造的宇宙。
It is the created universe of God.
当科学家来发掘神的创造的时候，
And when the scientists discover the creation of God,
你看见他们所发现的宇宙，他们所得到的 data， 所得到的那些资料。
The universe which they discover, all the data that they acquire.
那不可能和神的话是冲突的。
It is not contradictive to the word of God.
不要忘记，我是讲神的创造和神的话没有冲突。
Now, do not forget, I'm saying the word of God and the creation of God is not contradiction.
那神的创造是指的科学家们在宇宙里面所找到那些 data， 那些资料。
Now the creation of God is all the data, all the information which the scientists have found.
这是神的创造。
That is the creation of God.
你看，神把许多的创造放在化石里面。
Now you
神把许多的知识放在化石里面。
Now you can see God has placed much data, much information in the fossil.
我们不要忘记，这是神创造的一部分。
Do not forget that is part of God's creation.
但是有一件事我们要记得。
Yet there's one thing we must remember.
这个对于这些资料的解释是另外一件事。
It is another issue altogether with the explanation of this data.
科学家们试着要解释这些资料。
What the scientists are trying to do is to explain the data.
你看见有的时候他们看法是不一样的。
Sometimes you can see the scientists have different views.
那所谓的科学是什么呢？
What is so-called science?
我们今天所得到的科学的知识。
All the science information we have today.
乃是指着大部分的科学家，他们有几乎同样的解释。
Only speaks of the fact that a majority of the science have the same viewpoint.
那我们不要忘记。
Now do not forget.
神的话和神的创造不会有冲突。
The word of God and the creation of God will not contradict one
another. 因为这个宇宙就是他所创造。
Because this universe is created by God.
所以我们相信那些 data 都是对的。
So we believe all those data are correct.
但有可能那些的解释是错的。
Yet it is in the explanation that it is wrong.
所以现在有两个可能。
Now there are two possibilities.
第一就是人把神的创造读错了。
One is that man has read wrongly about the creation of God.
第二，人把神的话读错了。
Secondly, man has misread the word of God.
你们想想看。
Think about this.
如果今天的圣经。
If the Bible today.
是合乎3500年前的科学。
if it is fit, it forms to the science of 350 years ago.
那个就是摩西那个时候的科学。
It is the science of Moses.
那就是埃及，摩西从埃及学进了一切的学问。
It is all the knowledge of Moses of Egypt.
那么现在我们要问，摩西从埃及所得来的那些科学。
Now we must ask then, all the science, all the knowledge which Moses gained from Egypt.
如果圣经是和那个时候的科学是相符合的话。
If the Bible is in harmony with the science of that day.
它就不符合今天的科学。
Then that science, it would not fit with the science today.
感谢神。
We thank God.
幸好圣经。不合乎三千五百年前的科学。
Fortunately, the Bible does not fit; is not in harmony with the science 3500
years ago. 所以年轻人，你不需要紧张。
So young people, do not be anxious.
你看见吗？离三千五百年前，人把神的创造都错了。
3500 years ago, when man misread the creation of God.
但是等到圣经神启示他话语的时候。
But after God revealed His word.
你看摩西虽然在埃及学尽了一切的学问。
You're able to see, even though.Moses learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在人类所有的文献里面。
Throughout all of man's history.
摩西只用了76个希伯来原文的字。
Moses only used 76 Hebrew characters.
No, Hebrew words.
Hebrew words.
结果你看见说就能够把宇宙的起源很庄严的把它表达出来。
You're able to see how majestically he has manifested, expressed the creation of the universe.
那现在我们要很小心。
Now we must be very careful.
虽然我们这些读圣经的人
，Even though we who read the Bible today，
不错，那些读科学的人，他们可以把圣经读，可以把神的创造读错了。
Yes, those who are who study science can misread the creation of God.
我们如果读错了，我们也误会神的创造。
If we misread, we will also have a misunderstanding of God's creation.
所以等到我们把神的创造读对了，同时把神的话读对了，你看见这两样东西根本就没有冲突的。
Now when we learn to read correctly the creation of God and the word of God, we are able to see there's no contradiction.
读创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
你需要启示录来解释。
You need revelation to explain it.
如果没有启示录来解释的话。
Without the explanation and revelation.
你光读创世纪第一章和第二章。
If we only read Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
你很容易就陷到一些难处里面。
Very easily we'll fall into some difficulty.
但是如果你看见创世纪跟启示录彼此解释。
But when we're able to see that Genesis and revelation explain one another.
弟兄姊妹，你看见许多的问题，许多的难处就根本就过去了。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see many of the difficulty hardship will pass away.
我们因为没有把创世纪读对的缘故。
It is because we have not read correctly Genesis.
所以我们坚持说神的话是这么说的。
So we say that this is what the word of God says.
这是我们的解释。
That is our explanation.
我们忘记我们会把这些解释错误。
We have forgotten we can misinterpret these words.
所以许多时候我们把我们的解释和神的话画上等号。
So many a times we do put our own interpretation as equal sign to the word of God.
这是非常危险的。
That is extremely dangerous.
所以我们必须在神面前谦卑才。
So we must come humbly before God.
我们愿意十字架在我们上做更深的工作。
We want the working of the cross to do a deeper work in us.
要我们这个堕落的头脑来读神的话，几乎是不可能。
It is merely impossible for this fallen mind to read the word of God.
许多时候你切牛肉切了半天切不动，你说这把，你说这个牛，你说这个牛肉太老了，不行。
Many times when we're trying to cut the beef, we say it cannot cut through. We say this.Beef is too old, too tough. We cannot cut through it.
从来没有问说这把刀到底行还是不行。
We never ask if the knife is able to cut through it or not.
你看科学家要解释神的话，你看见他是用这个已经堕落的头脑，那个很钝很钝的刀，他来想来切牛肉，当然切不动啊。
Likewise, when you see the scientists trying to use their mind, the fallen mind, to read the word of God, to interpret the word of God, it's just that dull knife. It cannot cut through the beef.
神的话和神的话从来没有冲突过的。
God and the word of God has never been in contradiction.
但是神的话和我们这个人冲突的。
But the word of God is in contradiction to us.
神的话是和我们这个旧人发生冲突的。
The word of God is in contradiction to the old man.
我们这个堕落的人发生冲突的。
This fallen man is in contradiction.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们必须让十字架在我们身上做更深的工作。
So we must have the working of the cross to do its deeper work.
然后我们才能把创世纪第一章把它读明白。
And then are we able to read clearly Genesis chapter 1?
那么我们要读神的话。
Now when we want to read the word of God,
是让神的话来解释他的话。
We must need the word of God to explain the word of God.
等到你比较神起初创造天地。
Now when we read in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
还有新天新地的时候。
When we compare it to the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？创世第一章第一节说起初神创造天地。
Brothers and sisters, do you see this in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
讲到神的创造。
It speaks of the creation of God.
你看见第一章第一节就讲清楚了。
Chapter 1 verse 1 is very clear.
有的人说太阳是第四天造的。
Some say that the sun was created on the fourth day.
但是我的圣经告诉我说，是在创世第一章第一节就创造了。
But in my Bible it says, chapter 1 verse 1, that was when it was created.
你看见吗？起初神创的天和地，天是多数的。
You can see that in the beginning God created heaven and earth. It is explained.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？起初第一章第一告诉我们神起初创造天地。
You can see chapter 1 verse 1 it says God created heaven and earth. It is plural.
那后面神说要有光，就有了光。
Later on it says when God said let there be light, there was light.
然后第三天你看树木就出来了。
In chapter 3 you can see the trees came.
然后第四天太阳就出来了。
In the fourth day you can see the sun came.
怎么可能是先有树才有太阳？
How can it be possible? First there were the trees, and then there was the sun.
任何有常识人都知道，说是先有太阳才有树的。
Any reasonable person know you must first have the sun and then the trees.
我的圣经没有告诉我说太阳是在树发生以后没有。
My Bible did not tell me that the sun came about after the trees.
我的圣经告诉我说创世纪第一章圣经说神起初创造天地。
My Bible reads chapter 1 verse 1 in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
一章一节就完全告诉我们创造的故事。
Chapter 1 verse 1 completely tells us all about creation.
但是弟兄姊妹我们读圣经要仔细才可以。
But brothers and sisters when we read the word of God we must be careful.
圣经不是物理的教科书。
The Bible is not
textbook.
It's not a textbook
for physics.
It's for physics.
圣经不是 biology 的教科书，不是。
The Bible is not a textbook for biology.
圣经不是科学的教科书。
The Bible is not a textbook for science.
但是圣经讲到宇宙的起源是完全准确的。
But when the Bible speaks on the origin of the universe, it is 100% correct.
他顺便带一笔，他所讲的每一点都是对的。
Every point, it is correct.
但是不要忘记
But do not forget,
创世纪第一章跟第二章
in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2,
不只告诉我们神创造天地
it does not only tell us God created heaven and earth,
也告诉我们神永远的旨意是什么
it also tells us what the eternal will of God is.
神的目的要我们知道他永远的旨意
God's purpose is for us to know his eternal will.
神不是光给我们看上一堂物理的课或者天文的课不是的
God not only lets us go into a classroom for biology or for physics.
有的人读完了物理读完了天文根本不认识神的
Some may have gone to the classroom for the physics or the biology and they do not know God.
神不只要你认识神
God does not only want you to know
神要你明白他的旨意
God wants you to know his will.
所以当圣灵写创世第一章第二章的时候
So when the Holy Spirit writes Genesis chapter 1 and 2
你要注意他是怎么写的
You must see how he writes.
你不要把自己的感觉放在里面
Do not put your own feelings into it.
你要看圣灵怎么写第一章第二章
You must see how the Holy Spirit writes chapter 1 and chapter 2.
所以你看见吗
So you can see.
第一章第一节
Chapter 1, verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
整个的宇宙被创造好了。
All the universe is created.
到了第二节的时候。
In chapter 2, verse 2.
你看见圣灵的镜头就转了。
You can see the angle of the Holy Spirit changes.
那镜头。
The camera angle.
那你看见圣灵好像一个拍照的人一样。
You can see the Holy Spirit is just like a photographer.
一个拍照的人是不是漫无目标的。
Now a photographer has his aim as his object.
你可以有一个背景不错。
You have a very good background.
那个不过是背景而已。
But that is only the background.
一个会拍照的人不是只是拍个背景。
One who is a good photographer is not only taking a picture of the
background. 一个拍照的人他心中有个目的。
A photographer has an object.
现在他要替新郎跟新娘拍照。
Now he wants to take the picture of the bride and the groom.
他当然镜头要对准整个的背景。
Of course, the camera angle has to take the whole background.
但是你看见最后他的目的是要拍新郎跟新娘的。
Yet you can see the focus is on the groom and the bride.
你看。新郎和新娘可以说他拍照的主题。
You can see the bride and the groom is the theme, the object of the picture.
他拿照相机的时候
，When he takes his camera,
他不是随便乱拍的，不是。
He's not just taking the pictures.
他有个目的，他要完成一个目的。
There's an object. There's a purpose.
他希望说新郎跟新妇能够收到一个最美的镜头里面去。
He wants to capture the groom and the bride in the most beautiful picture.
所以让我们记得
，Let us remember.
当他对准整个的景色的时候
，When the background is also said.
刚开始是一般性的。
It is just in general.
慢慢慢慢，他的镜头就对准了。
And then the camera focuses in.
就对准这两个人了。
It focuses on these two individuals.
背景是很重要的。
The background is very important.
如果是晨曦或者晚霞的话。
If it is during the dusk or the dawn,
那是最美的时候。
That is most beautiful.
特别在湖边的时候。
Especially by the riverside.
如果新郎和新妇他们走在花园里面。
If the groom and the bride is in the garden.
现在你要拍一张照片。
Now you want to take this photograph.
这张照片就告诉我们说他拍照的他的心里在想些什么。
This picture tells us what the photographer is thinking.
他希望把这一对新人最美的一面能告诉全世界。
He wants to capture it and express the most beautiful picture.To the whole world.
然后他们能把最美的这一面告诉他们的子子和他们的孙孙。
And also be able to express this most beautiful picture to the descendants.
所以如果你让这个拍照的人告诉我们他整个拍照的过程的话。
So if you want the photographer to explain to us all the process of taking this one picture.
他把镜头拿起来当然是一般的镜头。
When he takes up the camera, of course, it is the background.
这是什么呢
?What is that?
这就是起初神创造天地。
This is in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
你看见吗整个的宇宙都已经创造好了。
You can see all the universe has been created.
但神的心在哪里呢
But where is God's heart?
神整个的重点在什么地方
Where is all the focus of God's heart?
你从第二节就开始了
You can see in verse 2.
地是空虚混沌
Now the earth was without form and void.
然后一直读到第一章最末了的时候
And then when you read all the way to the end of chapter 1.
甚至第二章开始的时候
At the beginning of chapter 2.
你看得很清楚的
You can see very clearly.
所有都是讲地上的情形
All of it is speaking on the matter
你看见水退去了，地才露出来的。
You can see the water retreated and then the land showed.
然后地就发生青草的。
And then you can see the grass grew.
青草什么时候造成的
？When was the grass created?
创世纪第一章第一节。
It was all created in chapter 1, verse 1.
这个地从什么地方、什么时候造出来的
？When did the land was in? When was it created?
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在讲地球的故事。
So brothers and sisters, now it is telling us the story of this world.
因为神的心在地球上。
Because the heart of God is in the land.
如果你懂得天文学的话
If you know astronomy,
你知道地球是很小很小的
You know the earth is extremely small.
我们整个的太阳系
Even in our own solar system.
在整个的银河系里面 Even, 根本在边边的地方 在 edge 的地方在边缘的地方
Even in the Milky Way where only our solar system is right at the edge.
我们的太阳系从来不是中心的
Our solar system is not the center.
所以从整个宇宙来看
So if we look at it from the entire universe,
地球算不得什么的
The earth is nothing.
但等了圣灵描写地球的时候
But as the Holy Spirit describes this land,
他只有一节的圣经
There's one verse.
讲到起初创造天地
It speaks of the fact in the beginning God created heaven and earth. 现在你看镜头
马上就对准地球了
Now you can see immediately the camera focuses on the earth. 下面根
本是地球的故事嘛
Now it tells us the story of the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗我们自己是个堕落的头脑
Do you see? This is a fallen mind.
所以我们读圣经从来不进到圣灵的感觉里面
So when we read the Bible, we have never entered into the emotion of the Holy Spirit.
然后
And then,
感觉 feeling 进了
into the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
然后你看见在这个，然后你看第六天神创造人。
And then on the sixth day, God created man.
但是不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这是地球的故事，不错。
Yes, this is the story of the earth.
等到第二章的时候。
In chapter 2.
你看见圣灵又回头讲人创造的故事。
You can see the Holy Spirit goes back and speaks on the creation of man.
第一章告诉我们人是照着神的形象来造。
Chapter 1 tells us God, man was created in the image of God.
到了第二章我们才知道神是用泥土来造人。
In chapter 2, then we realize God created man out of the dust.
所以难怪你洗澡会洗出那么多泥巴出来。
And that's why when you take a shower, you can rub off so much dirt.
所以证明说人的的确确是神用泥土来造的。
Truly, man was created out of dust by God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
等到创造人的时候
When God created man,
圣经告诉我们人是才从这么一块大的地球里面找出一块地方那个地方叫做伊甸园
that it tells us the story of the creation of man throughout the entire land there was this place found that's the Garden of Eden
然后是伊甸园的故事
that is the story of the Garden of Eden
神不光创造好了人
God not only finished creating man,
神把人放在园子的当中
but also placed man in the midst of the garden.
生命树和知识善恶树的美景
That is where the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is.
所以说，所有树上的果子都可以吃。
God says you can eat of all the fruit of the tree.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
亚当的拣选
what is Adam's choice?
关系到神永远的旨意。
has to do with the eternal will of God.
所以不要忘记。
So do not forget.
创世第一章就一节讲到神创造宇宙。
Genesis chapter 1, one verse tells us all the creation.
如果你要知道详细的情形，
If you want the details,
你要读以赛亚书，
you must read the book of Isaiah.
你要读约伯记，
you must read Job.
约伯记告诉我们说，地神立大地根基的时候，
you can read that when God formed the foundation of the world,
早晨的星都在那里欢呼。
That the morning stars rejoiced.
No, star of the morning.
That star of the morning rejoiced.
换一句话说，
In other words,
如果你把神所创造的宇宙比作一天的话，
If you want to compare the creation of God in one day,
有的星是早晨诞生的，有的星是下午诞生的。
There are some stars in the morning and some stars in the evening.
一点都没有错。
There's no wrong.
现在我们知道地球大概是神所创造一天下午四点多钟都是诞生的。
Now we can say perhaps that the earth was created in the afternoon of the same day at 4 o'clock.
而其他的星星我们做都是早晨的星。
Now we know all the other stars are morning stars.
所以如果我们要知道神创造仔细的情形，
If we want to know the details of God's creation,
你看在约伯记在诗篇稍微提一点，
You can see it is somewhat mentioned in Job in Psalms.
但是创世第一章第二章第三章的目的不是别的，
but,
那是要给我们看见神永远的旨意。
But the purpose of Genesis chapter 1, 2 and 3is none other but to show us the eternal will of God.
圣灵从来不浪费笔墨的。
The Holy Spirit does not waste any ink.
你看见他只要一节讲到宇宙，有他接着镜头就转到地球。
He only uses one verse to speak on the creation of the universe, and then the angle shifts.
到了第二章，你看镜头就转向人。
Chapter 2, you can see again the angle shifts to man.
所以可见在整个的宇宙中间，
You're able to see that in the entire universe.
人虽然算不得什么，
Even though man is nothing,
神是把人放在他心上的。
Yet God has placed man upon his heart.
而神的目的乃是借着这个地球来完成他的旨意。
And God's purpose is to fulfill his will through the land.
所以这个地球好像神的太空船一样。
And so this earth is just like the shuttle for God.
Spaceship of God.
It's the spaceship of God.
你知道说当一个 spaceship 出去的是有个 mission 的。
You know that when the spaceship goes forth, there is a mission.
当神创造这块地的时候，神借着这块地要完成他的旨意。
When God created the land, it is through the land to fulfill his purpose.
你记不记得主耶稣教门徒祷告？
Do you remember when Jesus taught the disciples,
我们在天上的父，愿神愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
May thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你看神的旨意要行在地上。
You're able to see that God's will is to be done on earth.
地球虽然小，这是神的太空船。
The earth is small, but it is the spaceship for God.
神要借着这个太空船，最后来完成他的旨意。
God wants to use the spaceship to fulfill his eternal will.
所以这就是为什么他的镜头立刻就转到第二节去了。
So、
就转第二节就转到地球去了。
Why immediately in verse 2 he shifts his angle focus to the world?
我还记得当人类第一次登陆月球的时候。
I still remember when first time man set foot on the moon.
这个第二天在 New York Times 上面有一个全版的广告。
On the next day, there is this full page advertisement on the New York Times.
那上面就是太空船的照片。
There it is the photograph of the spaceship.
然后有一个 comment, 有一个上面有一个评语。
And then there's this comment.
他说他虽然丑啊，但他终于把你带到那里去了。
Even though it is not pretty, it is ugly, but it has brought you there.
然后下面就是 Volkswagen 的广告。
And then after there, below it is the advertisement for the Volkswagen.
那意思是 Volkswagen 虽然很小啊，但终于把你带到那里去了。
And so the meaning of that advertisement is, even though the Volkswagen is very small, but it has brought you to your destination.
地球虽然小，神能借着地球来完成他的旨意。
Likewise, the earth is very small. God is able to use it to fulfill his purpose.
所以难怪到了第二节以后，你看整个的镜头就瞄准地球了。
That's why in verse 2 you can see all the focus of the camera is on the earth.
那现在我们要问地球怎么回事。
Now we must ask this matter, what about the earth?
那如果你读第二节的话，
If you read verse 2,
地变空虚混沌。
The land was formless and void.
那我们知道说在原文是地变成供虚混的 earth became void.
We can see in the original text it says the earth became formless and void.
你知道这个字就是当挪亚罗德的妻子变成柱子那个变是同样的一个字。
It is the same word that is used to describe how the wife of Lot changed, became a pillar of salt, it became.
这告诉我们地球本来不是这样。
It tells us that the fact this was not the condition of the earth.
后来地球出了事情了。
But there's something happened.
地球变成空虚混沌。
The earth became formless.
渊面黑暗。
It was darkness filled the face of the death.
那然后你如果仔细的去。
Deep.
呀、yeah, ，那如果你仔细的去读这个创世纪这个以赛亚或者是别的先知书的话
，If you read in detail the book of Isaiah or other prophetic books，
你看见说在那里所用到的空虚混沌，那都是指着经过审判以后的情形。
You can see that it was formless and void. It was only after judgment.
那起初神创造的地不是这样。
In the beginning, when God created the earth, it was not.
所以一定有什么事情发生了，结果地经过审判以后，那个变成空虚混沌，那么荒凉，然后渊面黑暗。
You can see something must have happened before it became formless and void and desolate and dark.
但是神没有放弃。
But God did not forsake.
因为神的灵运行在水面上。
Because the Spirit of God walked on the water.
这证明说，不知道为什么神的旨意好像受了打岔了。
It tells us that the will of God has been intervened.
那但是神没有放弃。
Yet God did not forsake.
所以神不放弃，神的灵继续运行在水面上。
God did not forsake, so He moved about the water.
然后下面神要开始他的工作。
And then it tells us God begins His work.
那这个工作和创世第一章第一节不一样的。
This work is different from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世第一章是讲的他原始的创造。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 tells of his original creation.
这里给我们看见说，自从神创造天地以后，然后宇宙出了事，地球出了事情了。
Chapter 1 verse 1 tells us after his creation something went wrong.
那么结果呢？最后你看见吗？这个最后神的灵运行在水面上。
And then at the end you can see that God's spirit move about the waters.
然后神说要有光，就有了光。
And God said let there be light, there was light.
因为当整个地球受审判的时候。
Because after the earth was judged.
当整个海包住整个地球的时候
，When all the waters cover the land，
你能想象这个地球一定是滚烫滚烫的
？You're able to see that this earth was boiling。
所以，当这个整个的水渊面包住整个的地球的时候
，And so when the water cover all the earth，
那么当然，你就地球来讲看不见光的。
Of course, you're able to realize in the earth there's no light。
因为整个地球完全被海包围了。
Because the earth was completely surrounded by water。
所以你的光根本不可能透到这个地球上来。
So the light cannot penetrate and go to the earth。
所以神做了一个工作，神说要有光就有了光。
So God did this work, let there be light, and there was light。
那这是第一天。
That is the first day.
到了第二天
，On the second day，
很明显的这个温度慢慢降下来了。
Very apparently the temperature dropped.
所以你看见上面的水跟下面的水就分开了。
You're able to see then the water separated.
然后呢，我们知道这就是第二天。
And then we know that is the second day.
到了第三天，地上的水就聚到一个地方去。
And then on the third day, you're able to see all the water gathered in one place.
你看见旱地就露出来了。
You're able to see that the land came forth.
然后就有些蔬菜果子就出来了。
And then there will be blossom and sprout.
慢慢慢慢的，因着温度越来越降低，所以你看那个天空就变得非常的稀薄，变得非常的清晰。
And then you can see the firmaments that expands because of the temperature. It kept on dropping.
本来太阳的光只是朦朦胧胧，或者暗的，或者是亮的。
At the beginning, maybe the light of the sun was very dim.
那现在你看见慢慢就不一样了。
Now gradually you see there's a difference.
现在太阳的光、月亮的光、星星的光可以做记号、定节令、日子、年岁，因为现在 resolution 是非常清楚的。
Now you're able to see the resolution is extremely clear. The light from the sun, from the moon, from the stars, it can be a symbol to us for signs, for seasons.
其实一个婴孩一生下来就看见妈妈了。
You know that when a
一个婴孩一生下来就看见妈妈。
When the baby is born, the baby is able to see the mother.
如果妈妈把他抱在怀里，他已经看见妈妈了。
If the mother holds the baby in her arms, the baby can see.
但头几个钟头只看见黑的或者是白，只看见亮的或者是暗的。
At the first few hours only can see light or darkness.
那么过了一段时间以后，
after some time has passed,
慢慢慢慢的那个 resolution 越来越清楚，越来越清楚。
Gradually the resolution becomes more and more clear.
那他看见的第一张的脸，那是母亲的脸。
The first face the baby sees is the face of the mother.
这就是为什么全世界庆祝母亲节的缘故。
And that's why the whole world celebrates Mother's Day.
庆祝父亲节，因为领带卖不出去才庆祝父亲节。
They only celebrate Father's Day because they cannot sell all the time.
所以我们知道说，这个他当初也是这样，到了第四天以后，那么就非常非常的亮，就非常清楚了。
We know this is just like the same situation. On the fourth day, it became more clear in the resolution.
所以这就证明说，当地球被创造好了以后。
This shows us that after the earth was created,
有一段很长的时间落在神的审判底下。
There was an extremely long period of time that it fell under the condemnation of God.
过了一段时间以后，神来恢复这个地球。
After some time, God went to restore this land.
神来重新整理这个地球。
Once again, God has rearranged this land.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是个 rearrangement， 这个是完全是地球的重整。
So brothers and sisters, realize this is a rearrangement. God has rearranged it.
结果有第一天有第二天有第三天有第四天有第五天第六天第七天第八天等第七天这样等等下去。
Therefore, that's why these days are recorded: the first day, second day, third day, fourth day.
那么根据圣经，到底有什么事发生呢
？According to the Bible, what happened?
现在我们明白过来了。
Now we understand.
你记不记得撒旦曾经一度背叛神
？Do you remember that Satan once rebelled against God?
结果你看，撒旦和他的使者就被从神的宝座就被摔到地球上面来。
You're able to see that Satan and his messenger were cast down to the earth.
然后他们就盘踞在我们的外太空，或者太阳系，或者我们的银河系。
Or you can say they were cast down and they were lodged in our solar system, our Milky Way, and the expanse.
所以保罗在以弗所才说，那个你看见是空气中的恶魔，你看见那空中的掌权者就在这个整个地球的外太空。
That's why you're able to see in Ephesians, Paul says it is the power of darkness in the air. They are in the air.
所以那个时候不光是天使和天使长三分之一的天使背叛
So not only the archangel and one third of the angels was judged
你记不记得圣经告诉我们三分之一的星辰往下坠落的
Do you also recall that a third of the stars fell
就对灵界来说
In the spiritual realm
他们是天使
They are angels
但他们堕落的时候在物质界上物理界的表现就像星星掉下来一样
But after they fell in the materialistic realm, they are just like stars.
所以就掉坠落下来
And so they fell.
所以这圣经给我们看见的内部的图画
So the Bible shows us that picture.
他们被追赶到这个地球和地球的外太空
They were cast down to the land andthe expands the air above the world.
那么那个时候的地球怎么回事？我们不知道。
Now we don't know what happened to the earth at that time.
很可能有一种的 living beings 或者一种活物活在地球上。
Very possibly there may be living beings living on the earth at that time.
详细情形不知道。
We don't know the details.
等到后来他们受审判，就是整个神用水来包围整个地球的时候。
Later on, as they were judged, when God used the water to cover the earth.
结果这些 living being 的身体当然就浮在水上。
And of course, then the bodies of these living beings will be on the water.
他们的灵就到了今天我们所说的无底坑，圣经中的无底坑。
And so their spirit is, as the term used in the Bible today, they're in the bottomless pit.
所以在这里给我们看见说，这个魔鬼和他的世界，结果就在地球和地球的外太空。
We're able to see then the devil and his world is above the world of the earth.
那么神。审判这块地
God judged this land.
神审判这块地就是审判撒旦和他的使者
When God judged this land, God judged Satan and his messenger.
那地变成空虚混沌渊面黑暗这就是神审判的结果
Now the earth became formless and void. That is the result of God's judgment.
神到底怎么审判的
How did God judge?
圣经没有说
The Bible did not record it.
但是请我们记得
But we must remember.
你读到启示录的时候
When you read Revelation.
最后神用七个碗来审判敌基督和跟随他的人。
At the end, when God uses the seven vials to judge the Antichrist and those who follow the Antichrist.
那么当你读到启示录，你就知道神是怎么审判他们，七个碗怎么倒下来的。
When you read Revelation, you know how God judged them, how the seven vials were poured forth.
而你如果读七个碗的话，
and when you read these seven vials,
你发现它和七个号很像的。
You can read, it is very similar to the seven trumpets.
你如果读七个号的话，
when you read the seven trumpets,
你看见很明显有一个山像烧了一样，是往地上撞击的。
You know, like there is a mountain that was on fire that came on the earth.
而且有一个心是个苦的心，就撞在江河上面。
And there was this star, it was a bitter star that was in the rivers.
那这个是在这七个号的时候。
And this is during the seven trumpets.
那七个号的时候都是三分之一，三分之一，三分之一。
And in the seven trumpets, it's one third, one third, one third.
但到了七个碗的，到了七个碗的时候，你看是三分之三，三分之三，三分之三。
When you read the seven vials, it is three thirds, three thirds, and three thirds.
那那个时候，最后神把七个碗倒下来的时候
，At the end, when God poured forth the seven vials,
你可以看得很清楚。
You can see very clearly.
你看见，你可以想象到火烧的山怎样撞到这个地球。
You're able to see this burning mountain how it crashed into the earth.
你也能想到像彗星一样的星怎样撞到这个地球上。
You're able to imagine how this falling star crashed into the earth.
创世纪没有告诉我们当初神怎么审判，没有告诉我们。
Genesis did not tell us how God judged originally.
但是我们的最后神是怎么审判
？But at the end, how God judged?
你看见，如果我们看见圣经里面的对称的话
，If you see the symmetry in the Bible,
虽然我们不知道当初神怎么审判这个地球
，Even though we don't know how God judged the earth in the beginning,
但是很稀奇
，But very amazingly,
如果神到最后是怎么审判，当初他应该也是怎么审判
？How God judged at the end, at the beginning, that's probably how He judged.
结果现在科学家们发现
，Now the scientists discover,
他们才知道说这个地球虽然有四十五万万年
，And even though the Earth is so many millions of billions of years，
四十五万万年 ，4.5 billion years，
4.5 billion years old，
虽然地球有这么长的年
，And even though it has this age，
你怎么知道圣？你怎么知道有这么长
？How do they know it is this long？
因为圣经告诉我们，山呢乃是永世的山林。
The Bible tells us the mountain is the
Eternal mountain.
Eternal mountain.
这圣经里面有这样的 phrase.
There is this phrase in the Bible.
所以你只要看这个山的年龄，你知道地球的年龄有多长。
So if you see the age of the mountain, you're able to see the age of the earth.
因为那个年龄，圣经说几乎像 eternity 一样。
Because the age, as the scripture says, it is as if it's eternal.
因为把我们的生命和地球的年龄一对比的话，你看见这地球年龄好像是永远一样。
Because when you compare our age, our lifespan to the life the age of the earth, it is like eternity.
但是虽然是四十五万万年
，even though it is 4.5 billion years old，
在这个漫长的历史里面
，throughout this long history，
地球有很大很大的变化
，there is great changes, drastic
changes. 最少有五次
，at least 5 times.
你看见说地球的物种几乎是完全被消灭的
，you can see how it has before there was destruction.
这完全被消灭，所有的 species， 所有 species
all the species were destroyed。
所以你看，有五次这样的情形。
You can see there are 5 such changes。
所以从我们基督徒角度，你就可以看得出来，如果他们的发现是对的话，那就叫做这个地球曾经受过五次大的审判。
So if their estimation is right, we can see from our viewpoint that the earth was judged at least 5 times.
而且我们慢慢才晓得，原来那个时候什么东西盘踞在这个地球上面的。
And then we're able to realize what were the things that were on the earth.
我们现在明白过来了。
Now we understand.
现在大家都清楚了。
Now we are clear.
大概是6500万年以前。
It is about 65 million years ago. 650 million years ago.
我们的就在墨西湾这个附近，离这里不是很，就在墨西哥湾附近。
It is just like this Mexican Gulf, not far from here.
有一个像火烧的山一样。
There is just like this burning mountain.
那的的确就像圣经所说一个火烧的山一样。
It is just like the scripture says, it is a burning mountain.
然后就创在那个墨西哥湾附近。
It is said, situated near the Mexican Gulf.
这是6500年前。
This is 650 million years ago.
65 million.
65 million years ago.
所以你就知道说这个时候就是那一次的打击有什么结果呢
？What was the result of that?
所以那个打击就好像你读到启示录那个对地球的打击一样。
That impact is just like the impact when we read The book of Revelation.
那现在根据科学家们能够找到的故事告诉我们。
Now according to the story, the data that the scientists found.
因着那一次那个火烧的山撞上地球，在莫斯科湾撞上地球。
When the burning mountain crashed into the Mexican Gulf.
所有的恐龙统统消灭。
All the dinosaurs were destroyed.
这个恐龙曾经盘踞在地上大概200,000万年，不到200,000万年之久，大概十几万万年之久。
Now these dinosaurs roamed the land, roamed the earth about 2 billion years.
One point five billion.
About 1.5 billion.
你看那么长的这个恐龙盘踞在这个地球上。
You can see for such a long period of time the dinosaurs roamed the land.
这个恐龙是什么东西
？Now what are these dinosaurs?
恐龙就是圣经中的爬虫。
Now the dinosaurs are the creeping things.
简单的来说
in the land.
就是我们普通看见的壁虎，你看见过壁虎吗
？Now if you see the lizard.
你看那壁虎，壁虎实在说来就是爬虫类的。
Now when you see the lizards, they are the creeping things.
如果不小心，它这个尾巴会跑到你鼻子里面去。
Now if you're not careful, the tail can they can crawl into your nose.
但是很稀奇。
But amazing.
这种的昆虫。
These.Creeping things.
按照神的创造来说
，According to the creation of God，
它不可能变大的。
They cannot grow and be very large.
你有没有看见黄蜂像狮子那么大？没有的。
Do you see the bee just as huge as a lion?
不可能的，因为它的消化管不会长大的。
Because they can't grow that large.
所以神限制它，叫它不能长大。
So it is limited by God. It cannot grow that large.
你看见当撒旦背叛的时候
？But when you see when Satan was judged.
当这些动物跟着撒旦背叛的时候
？When these animals, creeping things, were judged.
你看他们完全畸形的发展的。
They continue to grow and expand.
而且长到有100英尺。尺那么长
，They grow to even 100 meters long.
有60英尺那么高
，They grow to 60 meters long.
它的脖子很高很高的
，Their necks are very high.
这个血要从这里要到那里的话，要花很大，要有400公斤的心脏才能把血掉的那么高的。
And their heart has to be so large in order to pump the blood all the way that high.
我们的血压是80到120，对不对？
Our blood pressure is about 80/100.
而且恐龙的血压都是600的。
Now you know the dinosaurs' blood pressures are over 600.
而且后面的尾巴意味着又要平衡很长很长的。
Now in order to balance, the tail must be extremely, extremely long.
你看见说这样的恐龙就盘踞在地上，不知道有多少万万年。
You're able to see that these dinosaurs roam the land for so long, so many years.
恐龙什么颜色？有人说紫色的，因为这个。Barney 是紫颜色的。
What color the dinosaur? Some say it's purple because Barney is purple.
但是不管怎么样，我们确定知道说，就在那个以前，整个地球就被这种爬虫盘踞的。
But regardless of the fact, we know the earth before was roamed by these creeping things.
我们想到撒旦，想到蛇。
When we think of Satan, we think of the serpent.
圣经里面特别讲到爬虫的时候。
When the scriptures mention about these creeping things,
弟兄姊妹，你如果真的明白神的旨意的话
，brothers and sisters, if you truly know the will of God,
你就能看见说，如果不是神的审判
，it if it's not by the judgment of God,
这个地球被这些恐龙完全盘踞了
，this earth would be completely roamed and dominated by the dinosaurs.
根据科学家的发现
，according to the discovery of the scientists,
就是自从所有的恐龙绝种了以后
，after the extinction of all the dinosaurs,
然后哺乳类人类才在地球上出现。
And then the carnivores and the humans appeared mammals appeared on the earth.
所以在这里我们看得很清楚。
So we're able to see very clearly.
你看见吗？我们不知道科学家发现的是对还是不对。
We don't know the discovery of the scientists if they're right or wrong.
他们能举出很多的证据来。
They can formulate a lot of facts.
现在他们更清楚了。
Now they're even more clear.
在更早以前。
Even before that.
这是第五次，第四次。
Now this is the fifth time. Now the fourth time.
那个时候没有不是恐龙盘踞这个世界。
It was not the dinosaurs roaming.
是鳄鱼盘踞这个世界。
It was the alligators.
Yeah, alligator.
It's the alligators.
鳄鱼盘踞 crocodile.
It's the crocodile.
那这个盘踞整个的世界。
They roamed. They crawled on the land.
结果大概也是彗星或者另外一个什么星球撞在这个地球上。
It may be a meteor or just another great impact that came onto this land.
Comet.
A comet.
那么结果你看就引进了 dinosaur 的世界。
And then it brought about the era of the dinosaurs.
所以我们现在这个以前不知道有多少次神的审判。
Now we don't know how many judgments it has gone through by.
到了一个时候。
One time.
我们不知道什么时候。
We don't know when.
神就来收拾这个地球，重整这个地球。
God came to rearrange the land.
然后有第一天。
the first day,
有第二天,
there's the second day,
有第三天,
the third day. And then he placed man in the Garden of Eden.
你这放在伊甸园什么意思?
Do you know what it means to be placed in the Garden of Eden? The climate in the Garden of Eden is just like the climate today.
科学家告诉你说,
the scientists tell you,
这个civilization, 最近的civilization 什么时候开始?
When was the nearest civilization, civilization they found?
它的历史不过6000年到10000年而已。
The history of that civilization is only 6,000 to 10,000 years.
在那个以前那个气候不是伊甸园的气候。
And so the climate before that was not the climate of the Garden of Eden.
没有伊甸园的气候就没有文明。
Without the climate of the Garden of Eden, there is no civilization.
看见一点都没有错，你看见从亚当到夏娃到现在，也许是6000年，也许是比6000年更多一点。
So that is correct. You can see from the time of Adam and Eve to now, it's about 6,000
years,
maybe a little more.
你看见很清楚，很清楚的。
You can see very, very clearly.
你看见结果，你看见神就创造了人。
You're able to see then at end, God created man.
而且神把人放在伊甸园里。
And He placed man in the Garden of Eden.
那么，因为那个时候不要忘记，那个气候跟现在是一样的。
Now do not forget the climate at that time is the same as today.
所以这是属于一个 civilization.
So it is the same civilization.
那么这个 civilization 的年龄多长呢? 大概是6000到10000年左右。
How long is this period of this civilization? It's about 6,000 to 10,000 years.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So we thank the Lord, brothers.
现在我们如果回到创世纪和启示录的话,
Now if we return to Genesis and Revelation,
你看得很清楚,
you see very clearly.
结果到了第二章的时候,
And chapter 2,
然后镜头很自然的就转到人的身上。
Very naturally, the camera focuses on man.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So brothers and sisters,
这个不过是, 你看见怎么到底怎么这个宇宙是怎么开始。
We are able to see how the universe began.
我们读彼得书信的时候,
When we read the epistles of Peter,
等到就天就地消化的时候，一声霹雳。 结果一声响声，结果就天就地就废去了。
When we see in Peter that the land is destroyed, that is burned up, it is just in a sound, in a loud bang,
a noise.
It is ended.
这是彼得后书告诉我们的。This
is told to us in 2 Peter.
然后新天新地就开始。And
then it's the beginning of new heaven and new earth.
我们不知道神怎么创造就天就地。
We don't know how God created the old heaven and earth.
科学家们告诉我们是一声霹雳开始的。Now
the scientists tell us it's by a big bang.
那么我们知道那个也是个大的响声。We
know that is also a great voice.
然后这个宇宙就开始了。And
then the universe began.
到底怎么开始？圣经没有说。How
it began, the scriptures did not tell.
但是我们从启示录。 可以回过头来看创世纪。But
from Revelation, we can go back and look at Genesis.
我想我们今天就说到这里。I
think we'll end here today.
我们如果仔细的看神怎么开始新，怎么神怎么创造天地。If
we read carefully how God created heaven and earth.
然后我们看见神怎么创造，神怎么开始新天新地。And
then we see how God created new heaven and new earth.
然后我们就能看见很清楚。We're
able to see very clearly.
神的目的，神的旨意是地球。
The purpose of God, the will of God is the earth.
神要他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
God wants His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那明天晚上，明天下午，我们再继续来看。
Tomorrow afternoon, we'll continue.
那么到底神这个心意是怎样的心意？
We'll continue and see what will of God it is.
那个答案又是在创世纪和启示录。Again,
that answer is in Genesis and Revelation.
我们低头简单。Let's
bow for a simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你把这些话赏给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us these words.
但愿圣灵继续在我们里面做工。May
the Holy Spirit continue to do His work in us.
让我们明白你的旨意。So
that we can understand your will.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.